Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. I'm Jeanette.
And I'm Emily.
All right.
I think my phone just buzzed really loudly by the microphone.
Perfect. I didn't hear anything, but
oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Maybe they got to hear it.
I hope you did. If you heard that, that was my phone.
A treat for you.
Just for you. So I wanted to start today's episode with some ASMR of me opening my Dr. Pepper that I have with me.
All right, let's go. I bet it sounds like Dasani.
It probably will. Okay.
Wow. Sounded like a burst of like
pressured air. Well, that is kind of what it was. So.
Oh my goodness.
What?
My kitty just joined me.
Oh, yay. My kitty last night, he discovered door stoppers, which if you've never like played with one of those, it is the loudest thing in the world, you know? He discovered them last night at 3 a.m. And I was like, dude.
You're like, oh no, listen.
You better take this out of here. We have some in the living room. You can go play with those. Not the one in my closet, please.
What we're not going to do is play with the loudest thing at 3 a.m.
Oh yeah, he definitely decided it was a good plan though. So.
Did you hear her little bell?
I do. That was precious.
Oh, she's so cute. She needs a bell, guys, because she's so small.
Zeno has a bell too, but it just kind of alerts us to when he's coming in so we can prepare ourselves mentally.
I love that so much. So how was your day?
Good. I got the Ted Bundy book that we talked about in the Ted Bundy episode, and I've already read through quite a bit of it.
Oh my gosh, you'll have to send me a picture. That way we can put it on the Instagram.
It'll look cool. I will do that. I have hardwood floors in my apartment, so I can make it look really nice.
Yes, please. Oh, I want to see your apartment. Guys, she moved into an apartment. I'm pretty sure we discussed this, like, maybe in the last episode.
In the episode we're posting tomorrow.
Okay, yes. Yeah. But yeah, guys,
she got an apartment. Look at us ahead on our posting.
I know. Wow.
Incredible.
This is insane, guys.
It's never happened before.
Really, though. We're so bad at like a consistent scheduling. So it's like now we're over here doing like two episodes in one day. And then this one after we just did the two. So it's like, guys, we're coming.
I promise. We're trying.
Plus, we just gained so many new followers on our Instagram. Thank you, guys.
Yes, thank you so much.
I want to say we gained about 20 just the other day. 1, 2, 3, 4.
You have them all in front of you? Why were you counting? Oh, she's still counting.
You can see them on our notifications, you know, on the horse.
Yeah.
And dude, it's not 20, it's like 30 or like almost 40.
That's insane,
guys. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it because I know social media isn't like the main part of our podcast because I mean it's not on Instagram,
right.
But like it's a very big way for people to stay in contact with us and connect in different social media platforms. That way they know when we post and blah, 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 you know? So thank you guys. Just wanted to shout that out there real quick. But yeah, anyways.
Come here, baby.
Speaking of kitties. Oh my God, did you hear her meow?
No, I didn't. Yes.
Hold on. Do it again. Do it again.
She got shy. It's okay. She's never been on the podcast before. I understand her being shy.
I don't know. Alrighty, guys. So speaking of cats and my cat specifically, because she's a black and white cat. She's a tuxedo cat. And I don't know if y'all know, but black cats are associated with witches and always has been. So I wanted, but a lot of people don't know or like how or when or why like this suspicion like occurred. Do you know, Emily?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, we're going to get into that today. So we're going to be talking about witchcraft and kitties and why this is not right. Anyways. Okay.
I'm so, ready to be upset with people over cats. You know,
you're going to be so sad.
Oh, God.
Yesterday, Emily was like, I was like, yeah, I got a topic for once. Look at me go. And then she was like, I said, it's about kitties. And he said, am I going to be sad? And I was like, no. But now that I think about it, you probably will be. Anyways.
God.
Okay. So there, starting off, there are many like modern superstitions about black cats, especially on Halloween. Like, you'll have bad luck for like 7 or so years if a black cat crosses your path, or if you turn your back on a black cat, they'll put a spell on you or like curse you. So if you see a black cat, you can't let them cross you, but you also have to acknowledge their presence. Because if you're going to turn your back on them, then apparently they're going to curse you, which this is just a bunch of baloney. Anyways, so those are a couple. And those are probably the most basic ones because of like the story we're about to get into. Okay. So during the medieval period, about 500 AD to 1500 AD, negative superstitions took hold with black cats becoming associated with the devil in significant parts of Europe. So in the beginning, it was like they were just associated with the devil. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I think it's just because of the basic looks of a very, very dark coat and like bright eyes. So it's like...
Yeah. If you've ever seen like a black cat at night, it's kind of terrifying, honestly.
Yeah, you just see eyes floating there. Mm-hmm. So I can see how like, especially in the olden days when they literally didn't know crap, you know?
Right.
A lot of very uneducated. I can see how that looks like very demonic.
Okay, yeah.
So I mean, okay. All right, Europe. I guess they're the devil in Europe. Okay. So it is thought that the Norman and German people originated the idea of a black cat crossing your path brought bad luck, and believed that a sighting of black cat was a sign that a death would soon occur.
Oh. Oh, those poor cats.
I know. It's sad. They're just trying to go find some food, and they're like, ah! Okay.
That's so sad.
The fears about black cats quickly spread, and it wasn't long before a mass cooling of black cats took place. So, because of these suspicions of these cats being like demons and such, they would just be killed instead of like rescued. So, tying this into the witchcraft around the same period, especially when they had like we all know about like the Salem.
The Salem witch trials, yeah.
Yes. So even during that time, especially during that time, because they considered witches to be, you know, like helping the devil and such. Mm-hmm. Obviously, cats were a big involvement in that. So they would if they found a black cat, they would take them and sacrifice them into fire as if that would demolish the spirit of the witches, like the owner, which was a witch, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So if a witch, a quote unquote witch during that time, because they believed everyone was a witch, you know.
Right. I'm thinking of that scene in Monty Python where
exactly. But yes, so if a witch had a black cat, they would not only kill the witch, but they would also sacrifice the cat as well. So that's what like I was trying to get at. And they would also take the blood of the cats and put it on other witches' doors as a sign like, oh, we'll come for you too, because like,
wow,
you know, your friend's dead and here's the cat, you know, like, we know witches exist and you're going to die. Anyways, so they took that to a whole nother level. Oh my God, she just stretched. Good stretch, babe.
That was very off of what you were saying.
I know, but it was so cute. Okay. Oh, did you hear her meow? You keep doing it when we're not paying attention. Okay, anyways.
You can't do it while we're talking, Fig.
Exactly. Okay, so going to with what I was saying, the black cat superstitions traveled to America when Europeans migrated. The persecution of witches and cats continued throughout the Salem witch trials, which saw more than 200 people accused of witchcraft, my goodness, and 19 people hanged. During this time, black cats, among other animals, were accused of helping witches conduct spells and were even accused of performing witchcraft themselves. So these cats.
Oh my gosh, I'm like mad.
Were accused of practicing witchcraft themselves too. Like, it's like
really wild in back there.
Exactly. It makes me angry, but it also makes me kind of laugh because, like, they saw a cat sitting there and they're like, oh, how dare you?
That cat is the devil.
Like, they're just chilling. And they're like, oh, you're doing magic as we speak. I'm gonna kill you. Like, what?
Oh my gosh.
Stupid. Stupid. Anyways, again. Oh my goodness. No. I'm tomorrow. My computer was about to just, like, install a new update. Hello, I'm busy. Okay.
It was like, are you busy? No, didn't think so.
So they literally were like, you're not filming a podcast. Let's start your whole computer over. Anyways, okay. Like,
you're fine. You're not busy. It's okay.
So as a result, the black cat superstition had found a permanent place in American history. And many people used this as a justified excuse for the mistreatment and abuse of black cats. In some places, however, black cats were seen as a sign of fortune and good luck. In ancient Egypt, black cats especially were worshipped. So not only is this, like, bad, but it's also good. So if you think of the black cat's history, Egypt, they were considered royalty. Like, you were the richest person ever if you owned a cat. And I don't know why, but they were treated like royalty. They were very majestic creatures.
As so, they are, and they should be treated like royalty. Yeah, exactly. I fully agree.
Exactly. But, yeah, so that's why not only would they own, like house cats in Egypt, but they also would have, like, lions and panthers and stuff, you know?
Right.
So anyways, like, Egyptians and stuff never saw to them as the devil, but then again, they also had different beliefs and such, so they also could have not, like, fed into a whole witchcraft thing anyways. So coming to the modern black cat. So even today, many people still fear the sight of a black cat, despite knowing that the ancient superstitions have no basis. Their history with witches sees black cats used today as costumes, decorations, and party themes during Halloween, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So black cats and black and white cats. So even if they're like a tuxedo color, as long as they're like mainly black, because even if they're a tuxedo cat, like Figaro here.
Post a picture of Figaro this week.
I totally am. She's going to look fabulous on her Instagram.
She is fabulous.
Oh, she's absolutely gorgeous. I love her.
She is.
But anyways.
Back to what we were saying.
So, but due to the still constant thought of black cats in their history, tuxedo cats and black cats have a less chance of being adopted at shelters compared to other colored cats. and they're judged by their color. Black cats often stay homeless much longer and often need more assistance to finding loving homes. So
I'm gonna cry.
It's so sad. If anyone has ever owned a black cat, they know that the color of the fur doesn't make a difference in the personality or the love that the cat brings. I mean, I can tell you right now, because as a child, we had Star, you know, Star, and she's a complete all black cat. And she's seriously the most loving cat I've ever, like, I grew up with. We had three. And there's literally no difference. I can tell you she's for sure not the devil. I mean,
that's like, I don't want to say that's the same as racism, because obviously it's not. But
it's still like, it's still the point where it's like, oh, they have black fur. Well, they must be horrible. So it's like,
it's sad. Really sad. Exactly. And it's sad that people even think like that, because people do think that way about, well, humans. That's why we're going through a whole movement right now for Black Lives Matter.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But let's see. Okay, so at the very bottom of that page, it says, need a cat in your life? Here's the places where you can adopt. Oh, anyways. Yes. okay, but I'll get back to, like, the animal shelter things here in a minute. So, as horrible as this may sound, cats are tortured around Halloween time. So now we're going to talk about Halloween specifically. Like, yes, people dress up as witches and have their cat companion and such, like, as costumes. Mm-hmm. But people don't realize how many stories and incidents where cats are actually killed just for fun around Halloween. Aww. And they also do it, like, it says here, this was Snopes.com. It says here that, like, there's many cases in which animal cruelty happens for the spirit of Halloween. Like, what? So, it's like, if you see a black cat, it's like, oh, it's Halloween. Let's do the same thing they did in Salem and sacrifice these cats. It's so sad. Anyway,
sorry, what the hell? No, you can't do that.
It doesn't make any sense. So, but, like, I don't know. It's like literally just in the spirit of Halloween, and it's stupid because that's not the spirit. The spirit is pumpkin cookies and carving jack-o'-lanterns, like, not killing cats, you know, like.
No, never do I think of Halloween and think I'm gonna go murder a cat.
Exactly. okay.
Associated with me. So, I didn't like saying that either. That made me sad.
No, it is very sad. Oh, she's chilling. Anyways, okay, so that quote was from Deborah Thomas, that as horrible as this may sound, cats are tortured around Halloween time. She is an executive director of the Maryland SPCA. So for years, she has witnessed a bunch of black cat adoptions in the days before Halloween.
Oh,
it's just incredible what people will do that, as you don't have any feelings. Although concrete information on Halloween cat cruelty is hard to obtain, shelters in Maryland and across the country for years have taken special care of black cats this time of year. Some satanic cults sacrifice all black or all white cats as part of their rituals, said Nancy Suro, the director of Max Fund and a pet adoption agency. For the past six years, the Max Fund has called an annual October moratorium.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. On any adoptions involving all black or all white cats, even though she acknowledged she doesn't know how widespread the problem is. So basically, when you're adopting a black cat, especially like from SPCA and such, like these big organizations, they want to make sure that you're not going to adopt them just to kill them.
Yeah, definitely. Whenever you said that people were adopting cats around Halloween, that's what I was like,
Yes, exactly. No. And that's what they were getting at was They used to have it open to where, you know, you can adopt these cats at any time, but mm-hmm. now you can't even adopt them right before Halloween. Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's like you can obviously adopt these cats, but they shut it down during Halloween time. That way they know for sure that the people who want to actually love these cats can wait a month before, rather than like, oh, let's do it now, that way I can sacrifice them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So yes. Yeah, so the problem or the perception of it follows folkloric patterns, with anecdotal reports becoming ever wider in scope. For example, ritualistic Halloween sacrifices are said to make use of white cats as well as black cats.
Oh my gosh.
Then they started, bringing white cats in it, like all white. I don't know why. It didn't ever specify, but that just goes to prove, like, now they're just killing to kill, like, these poor innocent cats.
Oh my gosh. I
know. Okay.
I'm just getting mad.
I know. I hear it in your voice. Black cats are taboo. At least that's the rule at area shelters, where black felines are locked away until after the holiday. Too often, cats are adopted as accessories to Halloween, to costumes and spooky parties, then they're abandoned. So if they are not going to be sacrificed for like historical reasons or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, the stupid stuff we were talking about, then they'll just be a part of their costume, and then they'll send them to the streets.
So I adopted my cat around Halloween. He's like an all cream cat and stuff like that. And they did like genuinely take all of my information and stuff. But, you know, whenever I adopted him, he was really like a nervous cat. And so I can't imagine them like adopting them, having them warm up to you, and then just fully abandoning them after you use them for a costume.
I know. It is seriously so sad. So sad. let's see. Oh, there are also so-called religious groups that sacrifice the animals. Mm. So they also, like this, these same people were throughout this article that you can read, have the people making the quotes and such. They are describing exactly like how they felt about like people adopting and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, like you said, they get all their information. They even ask about religion because of the satanic holidays. So the people who are practicing witchcraft, they don't want you adopting the cat because you're going to, you know, like it's just not going to help the cat in any way because you're just like feeding into that old stereotype, you know what I'm saying? So the activity is said to be no longer restricted to Halloween and to occur on other satanic holidays as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that was mainly the okay. Already this year, we have reports of 21 missing black cats, 12 white cats, and 15 dogs from the end of August to October 4th or 14th. She said, all within an area that runs from 51st Avenue to 32nd Street in Thomas to Cactus Roads. So this is in Arizona, by the way.
Okay.
But so literally all those cats just in like that area of Arizona. So the disappearance of symbolized occult animals like black and white cats and Rottweilers, Dobermans, and Great Danes start the same time every year.
Okay, so I have to tell David that we have to adopt all of the Rottweilers, the Great Danes, the Dobermans now. Okay, I'm following. And, that's fine.
And all the black cats.
I have absolutely no problem with that.
So it's like, not only is it the black cats, even though they were like the main focus of, you know, today's topic because of witchcraft, but yeah, a lot of dogs and other animals are a lot, like, in danger and such. But I'm also not surprised because of, if you think about it, a lot of, like, animal cruelty happens so much, even though it's very sad. It happens all the time, no matter the reason. Like, yes, black cats are mainly the reason because of witchcraft and such. But, like, let's see. I'm trying to think of a serial killer that started out killing animals.
You know, Ed Kemper, we talked about him recently. I actually kept thinking about him in the episode because the other day I was going through the notes on my computer. Let me just pull him up really quickly to read what he did.
Yes, please.
Okay. I already have it. I was really fast. Okay. So fast. Whenever he was 10, he buried a cat alive, dug it back up after it was dead, decapitated it, and mounted it on a spike.
Yes. There we go.
So, yeah.
There's no issue with these animals. It's the issue is within the people that are killing the animals. Yeah.
And you remember how messed up Ed Kemper was. Like, there's no way that was the animal's fault.
Yes. It's absolutely insane. But then I'm over here, like, holding Figaro, and I'm just like, how can anyone think you're evil? It's so sad.
It is sad.
So, so sad. But yes, it does make sense, though. And, well, not like all of it, you know what I'm saying. The whole witchcraft having a cat, and then they also, like, fantasize it a little bit by every witchcraft movie they would have a cat. Like for Hocus Pocus, for example, they had, you know, the black cat. And then Sabrina the Teenage Witch, they always have a cat.
Yeah, and his name is actually Salem too.
Yeah, exactly. I think Salem is such a cute name for a black cat though. I'm not even gonna deny it. I think it's
cute. No, but, that is pretty cute. It is pretty cute.
But like, so then it also just kind of keeps it going. And to the people who do have superstition and do believe, like, the old tales and stuff, these shows and movies just kind of fed into it. Like, oh, yes, I know that a black cat is involved with witchcraft. So then in real life, during Halloween, people who own black cats are going to have to lock them up or else they will get killed.
And it's so... Actually, I just got a message from David because, you know, I'm such a good podcaster. I'm actively texting my husband while doing
it. Oh my God. How dare you?
So I messaged him, we need to adopt a black cat. And he said, we do. And I said, they get adopted less. They have less love. They need more love. We're doing a whole episode on it. And he said, oh yeah, we used to have one. We never let him out because people would hurt him. He came back with a busted head one time.
Yes. See? Exactly. And this needs to stop, guys. I'm telling you right now that black cats have nothing to do with witchcraft, so leave them alone.
Some witchcraft isn't even bad, you know?
Exactly. Honestly.
Like, just stop.
I don't understand what is up with people. But the fact that this stereotype has literally, since 500 BC, like, excuse me. This is a very, very old stereotype that we can get rid of now.
We haven't gotten past this yet. We're still there. Okay, that's fine.
Like, hello? Are we done?
Yeah, we should be past this by now. It's been, you know, like 2,500 years now. Like, let's...
Yeah. I remember one time... like a personal story going back to Star. I'm gonna have to post a picture of Figaro and Star, both of my black cats, on the Instagram so that way y'all can, you know, see. Anyways, but Star, of course, she was never an outdoor cat anyways, but we would make sure to have the door shut when we would have like trick-or-treaters or lock her up because one time we would just leave our door open and like our cats don't leave the house. Like they never have. They like it. They enjoy being treated like royalty. So they would stay there and just run away. So anyways, we would have this front door open and we would just sit there and hand out candy and stuff to the trick-or-treaters. Well, I guess this was before we started locking Star up. Star was walking past, and it genuinely scared the people at our front door. And we were like, what?
This is our cat. This is Star.
They believed in this superstition. So we were like, oh, damn. Like, we need to start locking her up. Because not only we don't know, like, what the people are going to do, but it's also, like, just scaring people, which is sad. So,
right.
Because of people just looking at her. We decided to lock her up during Halloween because we didn't want any sort of, you know, conflict. But
poor baby.
It is so sad. But yes, if y'all own a black cat, y'all better be safe than sorry and lock them up during Halloween. And, you know, just adopt all the black cats.
I'm working on it.
I honestly can imagine you just, like, online right now finding all the black cats in your area.
I just Googled, let me adopt black cats. And just, like, I'm just looking through all of the sources. That's what's happening.
Oh, no. Oh my goodness. But yeah, so this all started just because it was known that witches would use cats to, like, cast their spells, and also they would become a cat to lurk in the distance.
Well, something that doesn't help with that is Harry Potter with Professor McGonagall, but she's not even a black cat. She's just a normal, like, tabby cat.
That's true. So
y'all can't be doing that because of that.
It's very true. But that also goes back to all the movies and shows where they have, like, a cat in every witchy scenario, you know?
Right.
So it's, I mean, like, I mean, I understand, like, they still want to do that in the shows and stuff because it's, like, keeping up with, like, the lore, the witch lore. The lore. I can't say that.
No, like, you got it. You're good.
How every vampire show or movie, they burn in the sun, you know, because that's sticking.
Except Twilight. But
Twilight can go fall in a hole. Excuse me. They don't follow the lure at all. Anyways, but in most vampire stuff, they want to follow the classic myth and such. So in movies and stuff about witches, they want to have a cat because it follows the myth and the legend of witchcraft. And it makes sense why you would still want it in TV shows and stuff, you know?
Right.
But it's also like people need to believe that it's just a TV show, so this poor innocent cat won't actually kill you. So.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe that's just what I think. Like, do you think they should? Like, what are your thoughts? Because I feel like, I don't know. I feel like people need to stop. Not genuinely, like, yeah, you know, the myth. I mean, I think the myth is kind of cool. The fact that, like, cats are involved with witchcraft. Like, it makes the stories interesting, you know? But
yes, definitely.
I don't think the stereotype should keep going. I think
that I don't think so either. The only example I can think of in my everyday life was, do you remember my cat Mixie?
Yes.
She wasn't black, though. She was, like, dark gray, but I do believe that she was a little bit the devil, so it doesn't help. No, she was such a sweet cat. She just hated everybody. But that's the literal only example I can think of. But
sometimes, though, cats just want... Cats are very independent, though, so it's, like, not a rare occasion if the cat does hate everyone and they just kind of want to, like, do their own thing, you know? So that
that's like a stereotypical kind of cat thing, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, my cat now, Zeno, is absolutely nothing like that.
Yeah, Figaro only gets feisty when she's hungry.
Zeno... He you know, aggressively rubs his face on other people's faces, but he does it to the point where his eye will get, like, swollen and red because he keeps ramming it into people. And I'm like, dude, quit.
Ow.
I heard the little jingle. Did she attack you?
Yes. Oh. She just pounced on me and was like, ah. And I was like, hello?
Hey, guess what?
What?
This was our 40th episode.
Oh, that's my crazy. Goodness. Congrats. I'm very proud of us.
Me too. That's a lot of episodes. And plus, I think like two of them don't even have like numbers in them. Like two of them don't have episode numbers because they were just chatty ones. So no,
technically it's like 42, but you
know. Yeah, but we're going to say 40 so we can celebrate. Yay.
I'm totally excited. I'm going to make a post on Insta. So,
okay. Yeah, that sounds like a great plan.
I know, right? Anyways, guys, I want to hear what y'all think about the stereotypes with witchcraft and cats. So you can follow us on Instagram at
Horror Slumber Party Podcast
and Twitter at
Party_horror.
And of course, you can email us
horrorslumberpartypodcast@gmail.com.
And also, I don't know if I mentioned this earlier, but I mentioned one source, but it was Snopes.com and then AnimalLegacies.net or something like that. Yeah. So if you wanted to, you know, read up on these articles yourself and more of these quotes from these ladies at SPCAs and such, you can go to those websites. And also, if you would like to donate to help these animals that are stuck in shelters, you can donate to SPCA, and we can go ahead and I sent Emily the link to the direct like donation site. That way we can put it on our episode if you want to help these poor little black cats in shelters who aren't getting any love.
It will be in the show notes down below.
Yeah.
Or above. I don't know how you guys are listening to this. So it's somewhere in the show notes.
Either way, we'll also put it on Instagram too, so.
We will.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Yes.
The girl was here the whole time.
Good for her. I love that she's a member now, so.
She is. She meowed a few times, but I don't know if y'all could hear it. But if you can, oh my gosh, comment on our Instagram post because her meows were real tiny. I do want to know if you could hear her.
To leave things off, I want to tell a funny story about Figaro. That way we leave with like a nice happy cat story. So David and I went to Jeanette's apartment and we left Chick-fil-A on the table. And then we had to run down to get more luggage. This was right after we got back from our honeymoon. And we came back up and she had a whole ass French fry in her mouth. Like, you know, one of the really big Chick-fil-A French fries. And she did proceed to eat all of it. So good for her, honestly.
Oh my gosh. She loves food. She's so crazy about food. Speaking of Figaro and food, me and Parker were eating a Taco Bell and we were sitting there watching the Vampire Diaries. And all of a sudden I look over and she has my whole quesadilla hanging from her mouth.
Oh my gosh.
She took the whole quesadilla.
My gosh.
It was absolutely crazy.
One time my cat Mixie stole a whole chicken breast from my mom.
Oh my gosh. Dude, my family cat Miley, the like calico kind of cat we have, you know? She would steal chicken nuggets from us, like whether it was like Chick-fil-A or just like warmed up nuggets.
Yeah.
And if we tried to take the away from her, she would hiss at us, and actually did get a hold of the nugget. She would bite us because she wanted the nugget so badly.
Honestly, that sounds like a good cat, good girl. I'm glad that she did that.
So it was like, if she ever stole a nugget, you just let her have it because there's no way you're getting it back.
And also, she probably deserved it too.
It's true. She was a good kitty. That was the only time she was ever aggressive, is if she stole a nugget. That's the only time. The rest of the time, she'd snuggle.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, right. Anyways, I guess we can end this now since we've just been rambling on about our kitties. But hey, yeah. I love cat stories. We can always talk about cats.
Yes, anyway. Absolutely. Unless yeah. it's in one of my stories, in which case I don't want to talk about cats.
I don't know. Talking about cats in your stories could be a palate cleanser, you know?
Well, like, no, I mean like the nature of my stories.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no. I don't want them killing any more cats. That was the whole point of this episode, is killing cats.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do it. Oh my goodness. Anyways, yes, let us know what you thought about this folklore and stereotype. We want to know what you think, and we want to know if you have a black cat as well, or a cat in general, because we love animals. So
we want to know about all of the cats. So just tell us about them.
You know, and dogs, and hamsters, and lizards, and what animals do you have? We love animals.
Just tell us what animals you have. We've already plugged all of our social media. I don't want to do it again. So I don't want to tell them where to tell us.
It's true. Hey, they know where our Instagram is. We gained followers. Thanks, y'all.
Yes.
Anyways. Yes. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll finally wrap this up. We'll let you know when this one's out. Yeah. Good night and scary dreams.
Bye.